Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners. Hope you're doing well. We're well into the new year now, so I hope your new year is off to a good start. And hey, listen, if it hasn't started well, we're just hopeful and prayerful for you that things will get better and it'll be a bright 2025. I am really excited to have my buddy Paul Robertson here again. Once again, I don't want to forget to say this. So I'll say it off the top. Go to paulrobertson.ca if you're looking for some of his resources or if you're looking for a great speaker. I think Paul's like me. As much time in advance as you can give him if you want him to come speak is really helpful. It's hard to take these ones that say, can you come next week or stuff like that. But if you want to reach paulrobertson.ca to have Paul come in, those of you who have listened the last couple of weeks have got to know him and his experience and his ministry and the work he does, a youth culture specialist and church and family resource guy and time with YU. So welcome here again today, Paul. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Tim. Glad to be with you.
This is going to be an exciting, we've really got to know you the last couple of weeks and the storytelling's been a lot of fun. So thank you for that. I've known you for years and you're telling me things that I'd never heard before. So that's very, very cool. I really want to dig into these 8 practical things to do to keep your relationship with your children. That was the title of this resource that you were creating specifically for grandparents. And we're not going to rush this, so who knows how many we'll get into an episode, but we'll pick up where we left off. That's kind of cool. Number one, I'm just going to read them, and I'm going to let you kind of like share what fits under this kind of title, this that you've created. Number one, center your time around things that don't involve screen time. I'm going to read that again. Number one, center your time around things that don't involve screen time. Why is that your recommendation?
Well, screens are so addictive, and the world has tried to convince us that the sum total of all your experiences online is greater and will make you happier than life in the here and now. And that simply hasn't proven to be true. We have so many kids that are hungering for real relationships. I believe God created us to live in this world and not on a screen and not out in cyberspace. And so, whenever our grandkids are around, either we're at their place or they're at our place, engaging and spending time with them in the simplest of things is so important. I don't know how many hours I spent in my basement playing mini sticks with 5 grandsons. It's funny, we're moving, but I was cleaning some of the stick marks off the wall in the basement so my house was presentable for real estate purposes. And they just love it, and they talk about it now, and those are just memories that we've built. It could be, I picked up the habit of building model cars during the pandemic. One of my grandsons got into that. We'd build things together. Playing board games is just a wonderful way to spend time. And I'm sure as grandparents, we've probably got some board games stuck in the closet mm-hmm. that we have. And I find, and I've talked to other kids too, just not my own, that they love those because it's person to person. It's having conversations. There is a danger that comes with it, though. I have one grandson who's quite a cribbage player. He's 12 years old. And last time he was at the cottage back in September, I said, well, do you want to try and take Grandpa on? He just kind of laughs at me and says, sure. He beat me by 51 points in cribbage. And
well, that's
now,
the worst danger. That's good news.
They have that skunk line, which is about 20 points out or 25 or 30 points out from the finish line. I couldn't even see the skunk line. I was so far back on the board. And when he won, I said, I've never been beaten that badly. So your grandkids can play a role in teaching you humility.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. Well, I guess one of the things about centering your times on things that don't involve screen time, it helps manage their expectations of how they're going to spend time with you as well. Like, that they know that that's the reality, that when we're with grandma and grandpa, it's not sitting on the tablet or on their phone or something. Right. It's actually, they know what they're entering into. They can get excited about it, but they can also get into the tradition of that, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think there's a hunger that they have just to be person to person with us and that kind of thing. My wife is a retired school teacher of 35 years, elementary school. And one of the things she does with the grandkids is she does science labs in her laundry room.
Wow.
Because they can get a bit messy, you know, the old baking soda vinegar volcanoes, who knows where they're going to end up. But they come now and they just want to do science experiments with grandma. In fact, my youngest granddaughter, who's 3.5, has asked Santa for a science kit for Christmas, and she's only 3.5.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I guess I'm wondering, is there such a thing as, is there such a thing as good screen time with your grandchildren? Let me give you an example. I love old black and white movies. So it's a different screen. It's the old screen that we grew up with. People were always so worried about the screen I grew up with. I'm like, wow, it's harmless now, it seems. But screen time that's taking your kids to the movies, for example, which is something we love to do with our grandchild, or watching something old, that's different than screen time that's like moving a million miles an hour in front of your face and scrolling through, right?
Yeah, exactly. When I'm out doing my workshops, I distinguish between educational screens and entertainment screens.
Okay.
Yeah, we have educational screens in the schools. We can have educational screens with our grandchildren. There's all kinds of good things on the screens. And educational screens don't have all the bells and whistles and triggers to keep you in a dopamine overdrive and wanting to stay on it. You know, Marg was a teacher. There's all the math games, science games, everything that she would go through on her iPad with them. And that's a wonderful learning time. And as your kids get older, if they have an interest in a particular topic, then do some research online. I mean, what you can learn online, like I think of National Geographic as one of my favorites, that there's all kinds of good things out there on screens. And TV, which used to be, you know, the death of a generation, you know, 40 years ago, the nice thing about it is it has a beginning and an end. The show's 1 hour, we're watching an old movie together, and then the show ends, you get out and go to the fridge and get refreshments. The problem with entertainment screens is they never end. Like Minecraft is the most addictive game in the world because it never ends. It just goes on and on and on. So, yeah, there's good screens and bad screens.
So, yeah, that's an important note. And for grandparents to kind of resolve in their heads or make peace with what they think is a good screen or bad screen. And if they, like we said in this first note, if they just say, hey, I don't want any kind of screens, or decide what those look like. Number two on your 8 practical things to do to keep your relationship with your grandchildren is strive for a media-free place to meet with your grandkids.
Yeah, and you know, they always come with the expectation that there's going to be screens, but you know, I see my grandchildren. They arrive, they don't have their phones or their screens with them most of the time. Now they're not perfect, but they have gotten to know that when they come to Grandma and Grandpa Robertson's, that we want to just spend time with them. Even on the TV, there's educational stuff for younger kids. And so, you know, as I said before, TV screens don't trigger this dopamine response that they get from their entertainment screens online. And so watching some of that stuff with them is such an important thing. And media free. So, you know, I have a smartphone. I just turned it off and threw it over here in the corner while we're recording. And so we, as the grandparents, can have screens and that kind of thing. And if we're going to use them, we need to just show them that we use it in a healthy manner. So when my grandkids come over, I try never to be on my phone. I put it someplace else. Watching old home videos together is one of their favorite things.
Oh, my daughter loves doing that.
Yeah, and we had an interesting thing happen at Christmas, this past Christmas. One of my sons gave my wife, who loves pictures of the grandkids, one of those digital screens where you can send them via email and they just appear on the screen.
We have one in all. We have one in our house. My parents have one in their house. So I, as a grandparent, my parents are great grandparents. Yeah. My daughter has one in her house. We're getting my son one. Like, they're fantastic, aren't they?
So here's what happened at the cottage this summer. We took it up to the cottage. Now, we can't put anything on because I don't have a connection at the cottage up at Parry Sound. But we were fascinated how the grandchildren would stop and just watch these pictures roll by. And then the parents, they'd pull up chairs, and then they would see a picture and they would want us to explain, like, you know, that's my daddy when he was my age. What was he like, kind of thing? And so it's a screen, but it's a positive thing. It leads to conversations and to the building of relationships. And I'm just blown away by how much time they would spend watching this silly little digital picture screen go by.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Our little Jackson, my grandson, he's only 5. And he'll stop everything when he sees something come up on our screen.
Exactly.
My father is 89, and he watches the screen when he's sitting in his couch, just to enjoy seeing our lives in that way. And so, listen, Paul, we've got a lot to talk about. We've run through just 2 of the 8 in this episode. I will want to say to our folks, this second one, strive for a media-free place. We know not everyone has the wealth and resources to have a cottage or a place to go to. So maybe it's a park bench or a porch even in your apartment building. Just somewhere. Maybe it's a walk to the treat store with your kids. It's just that getting that sense in your head not to be in that place. I know sometimes we hear about people that have cottages and lovely places to go and trips to take, but a lot of our listeners wouldn't be there. I know when I was growing up, our family wouldn't have had those resources. So it's just about being creative with that in mind. We're going to close off today's show with our benediction. I hope you'll join us next week. Paul will be back. We're going to get into some more of these 8 practical things to do to keep your relationship with your grandchildren. They're not tell-alls. They're not all big, deep, you must. But they are great recommendations. And, you know, our goal is to inspire, to honor, and to resource. So maybe some of these ideas will resource you. Today, our benediction. You might be, if you're listening week by week, you may be getting to know it well. I hope you can listen in for a word or a phrase that maybe touches your heart today. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you've done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.